That's right, the Goldbergs. Brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of Does. Wash Day Court now in session. What's the first complaint?
Your Honor, I want whiter washes. I'm tired of soaps that only get my clothes part way white.
Well, change to new Does. It gets dirty towels and linens dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than new Does gives you. Second case.
Your Honor, I'm tired of scrubbing grimy work shirts till my back aches.
Let Does do it. No soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Does. Third case.
Your Honor, I want a wash day soap I can really trust for colors in my rayon slips. I hate to buy two or three different soaps for wash day.
Well, do them with Does. It's safer for colors than old-fashioned granulated soaps, even for rayon slips.
What? You mean this same does all three kinds of wash? Gets grimy towels white and dirty work shirts clean and yet is safe for fussy colored rayons?
That's right. Does everything in your wash.
Well, I never...
Now, if that surprises you, just remember that Does is a new kind of granulated soap. Notice I said a new kind, not just a new improvement of an old soap. In fact, Procter & Gamble worked years to develop the secret of the Does formula. The formula that makes it a soap for all three kinds of wash. Yes, Does leaves your rayon undies soft and bright, and yet it gets those dirty overalls wonderfully clean without any hard scrubbing. And as for your grimy towels and linens, why, Does gets them gleaming white. None of this almost white or partway white, but the genuine whiteness you want. In fact, we don't know of a single other soap of any kind, bar, chip, or granules, that can get clothes whiter than new Does. So why not do as thousands of women are doing and let new Does do your whole wash, start to finish? Ask for it today. D-U-Z, Does, in that big, thrifty red and white box. Remember, Does is one soap for everything in your wash. Now the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has made up her mind to deny her son nothing until he gets well. And this means letting Sylvia Allison return to Lastonbury with the Goldbergs. It means letting Sammy think he can marry the girl who nearly destroyed his life. But more than this, it means that Molly is accepting the possibility of Sylvia's change of heart. However, Molly's family doesn't want Sylvia to come north with him. Listen.
Ma, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
I can go, Rosalie, darling, before I say goodbye to Leah.
Is she here?
She's inside with her father. And Ed is coming over also.
Why wait, Ma? Let's go. Ed and Leah will have more discussions and talk and talk and talk.
Rosalie, please.
There's only one thing you're doing that's wrong, Ma.
Rosalie, please.
Why are you letting her come with us? She didn't even ask Papa. Why are you letting Sylvia come to Lastonbury with us?
Because that's the way it has to be, Rosie.
Why does it have to be that way?
Because that's the way family wants it.
You believe she's coming to Lastonbury just to be with us until Sammy gets well?
Rosalie, please.
Ma, why are
Rosalie,
you letting...
please, enough. Rosalie, please. Rosalie, please, in my present condition. And enough is enough, please, Rosalie. Did you scribble down the few words I asked you to scribble to Martha Rue before?
Not yet. I'll do it now, Ma.
Now you'll do it now. Not yet. All right. Maybe I should better call on the telephone. I wanted to see to get the house ready. That's very important. I can't just walk into the house like that. I want to move Sammy's bed into the corner room, I think, huh, Rosalie dear? Sammy's bed in the corner room, huh? Mm-hmm. Because then he'll have the double exposures.
That's right.
The room where the tree comes in the window. It's away from the front road and the cars wouldn't disturb him. And then that room, do I remember right, Rosalie, darling? That room has a door in between.
Uh-huh.
Then I can be in between the... Martha, maybe we'll put on fresh curtains also. Maybe I should better write in my condition and not telephone. I'll go to the phone and I'll say everything but what I want to say. I'll say, hello, hello, I'm fine, and you're fine. And I wouldn't say anything that I want to say. Scribble me a few words, Rosalie.
All right, Ma.
Here's a pencil.
All right.
Here. Did you brought down stationery, I asked you?
I have it.
That stationery, such as a piece of paper? Right,
well,
here. Here, right on that.
All right.
Right, dear Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Dear Martha, dear.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you didn't put the dear.
All right, Ma, I know.
Dear Martha, dear. My expectation is to be in Lastonbury in due time.
What do you mean, due time, Ma?
I mean due time. I don't know the schedule. I don't know what train to take. Make a space. Make a space, and then we'll see Papa, so we'll fill in the space.
Oh, all right.
Of the time. So for the writer, dear Martha, dear, if we live, we'll be home before the end of the week. If not, we'll be home Friday. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. And now how can I start to talk about family's accident? Poor Martha will be beside herself. And you have to also write to Martha that she has to call Dr. Cady. He should be at the station because when the family will get off on the stretch, I want the doctor present.
All right, Ma. My father wants to see you, Mrs. Golden.
Oh, thank you. Is Leah with your father, Sylvia?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Are you looking for something, Rosie? You don't want me to go to Lastonbury, do you? How old are you, Rosie? Old enough to know that if you had any pride, you wouldn't want to come with us when you know how we feel about you.
You are young.
I don't know what love means.
That's right.
Well, if getting older means changing my idea about love, if getting older makes me think love is what you think it means, I don't want to get older.
But you will. And you'll learn the way I did.
I don't want to learn at the expense of other people like you did.
Sammy wants me to come. That's the only reason I'm going.
I don't believe it. He's sorry for you, and that's why he asked you. You're on his conscience. Sammy isn't like you, Sylvie. He thinks of other people before he thinks of himself. When he makes a promise, he tries to keep it. And he thinks he has to keep his word to you. He's being kind because he pities you. Whatever you touched made other people unhappy. If I were like you, I'd run away where no one would ever find me.
Your mother wants you over.
All right, Vivian.
Why are you taking advantage of that poor woman, Sylvia? Why don't you stay home? Mrs. Goldberg said yes to you only because she thinks Sammy wants you.
I'm going to Lastonbury with Sam. You belong here, Leah. I don't. I've always been in your way. It was true when we were small. Papa did everything for me because I knew how to flatter him. You didn't.
That isn't the main reason, Sylvia, and you know it. If you were Papa's favorite, that was your misfortune. It made you what you are. You were never in my way because of that. But my husband, that's how you were in my way. Why didn't you leave before you broke up my marriage? Now when Ed and I are through, you're willing to leave so we can be together. Well, it's too late.
It's not too late. It never was, but I made you think so. Well, you knew I lied about everything, Lee, and yet you believe what I told you about Ed.
He loved you.
Long before he married. But he doesn't anymore.
I suppose that's why he tried to protect you. I suppose that's why nothing you said or did to him could make him say one single word against you.
Well, what would you think of Ed now if he had come to Sammy and told him about me? What would you think of Ed if he had done any of the things you wanted him to do to prove he loved you? You were a fool, Leah. And you're a fool now not to realize how lucky you are. Because Ed does love you the way it really counts. You may be older, but I'm wise. I'm wiser now than I ever was. It doesn't matter at all that Ed once loved me. It doesn't to him, and it shouldn't to you. There are very few honorable and decent people in this world. And Ed's one of them.
Why did you say Ed still loved you?
Because I wanted him to get out. I didn't want him around when Sammy was here. I was afraid that Sammy'd find out about me. It's as simple and horrible as that. And I knew Ed wouldn't fight back. He could never betray anyone. Not even someone like me.
Do you know what you're saying?
The truth.
About yourself.
I've got nothing to defend any longer.
You've been very cruel, Sylvia.
I know what I've been. I can't help it now. But I'm telling you the truth.
You were willing to make me unhappy for the rest of my life.
I tried. I tried everything. Nothing succeeded. If you hadn't been jealous, it wouldn't even have worked with you. you can only hurt people through their weaknesses, through their own meanness and cruelty. And you can't hurt good people. You can only kill them.
You tried that, too.
Ed? I've just told Leah the truth, Ed. But she may be a bigger and blinder fool than even I was. And if she is, she doesn't deserve you.
How, Sammy?
They're taking him back to Lastonbury.
Sylvia's gone with the Goldbergs. I suppose I was the one to blame, Ed. I should have believed what I could see.
Doesn't matter, Leah. If it's come out all right.
I was cruel to you, Ed.
I deserved it.
You love me?
Yes.
Oh, Ed.
If you're crying for anything that happened in the past, Leah, please don't. Nothing's ever wasted. Not even suffering. Not even pain. I feel closer to you now. Closer to you and what we have together. Sometimes it's only when you've nearly lost your whole world that you realize how much you need it. We have each other. The only thing that matters is you and I. Everything we've lived through together has made it that way. Whether we've wanted it or not.
We're alone, Ed.
Yes. But we're alone together.
The happiness that Ed and Leah still possess is greater than the happiness Sylvia took from them. But Sylvia is going to bring everything she ever did and was to Lastonbury with her. And yet, even for her, there can be changes. Changes that are going to bring a new turn into the lives of the Goldbergs. By the way, I have a recipe for you today. Yes, a recipe for a wash day without those wash day sneezes. And the important ingredient in this wonderfully sneeze-free wash day is New Does, the new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. Now, you know what often happens when you pour most granulated soaps into your wash tub? A cloud of soapy dust flies up and makes you sneeze. But with New Does, things are different because Does doesn't send up clouds of irritating soap dust. And another thing, notice how much whiter Does is than most granulated soaps. And Does gives you wonderfully white washes, too. Your sheets and towels will simply gleam in the sunlight. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than New Does can give you. Yes, this new soap for everything really does wonders on wash day. Just ask for Does, D-U-Z, today in that big, thrifty red and white box. And remember, if you don't want to sneeze, then do try Does. And be sure to listen tomorrow to The Goldberg. This is Bill Rogers saying goodbye for the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.